T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speedtest. So baseball fans are connected to the Fall Classic from home to home plate with the most advanced 5G, more towers, and a signal that goes farther than ever before. T-Mobile has you covered. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Best mobile network based on analysis by Ookla of Speedtest Intelligence data, first half 2025. See details at T-Mobile.com.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Hi, I'm Nancy Cartwright. You may know me better as the voice of Bart Simpson.
On Simpsons Declassified, we're diving into the mysteries that keep the Simpsons forever young. Have you ever wondered how the Simpsons regularly predicts future events? Who better to ask than the show's creators, performers, and writers? The celebrity guests. Be sure to follow and listen to Simpsons Declassified wherever you get your podcasts.
I want to talk a little bit about Lackawanna County and the politics there, because we know there's a vacant commissioner seat, which you, the voters in Lackawanna County, will be able to make a choice on. Matt McGloin left, and now there's a vacant spot, and this thing has been dragged out for quite some time. There are a number of people running in this position. We had, not too long ago, Lackawanna County Commissioner Bill Gaughan on the show.
Yep.
Now, Matt McGloin was a Democrat, as is Bill Gaughan, so they had the majority. And now that Matt McGloin is gone, there was a fight over who picks the person to fill in the rest of the term. And I guess now we're at the point where it's going to a special election.
Can you believe it? What you said, let's be fair, what you said the day it happened, this is what we should do.
Well, and I think most people would agree with that. Most people would agree. You don't want three more years of a, you know, position to just go to someone that some insider picks. Yeah. I get it for a temporary time, but, you know, anyway, so here we are. Now, when we talked to Bill Gaughan, then I asked him specifically, who is it that you are backing in the election coming up? And you don't have this, right?
I wasn't able to find it at this point. No.
Yeah, we were trying to find it. But he had said that at that point, I'm going to paraphrase what he said. And you can let me know if you remember this, Jason. But he had said, I'm going to leave it up to the voters of Lackawanna County.
I vaguely remember that.
Yes. Yeah, so who to determine who they think is best for the position. Well, I guess he's kind of changed his mind on that in the Scranton Times Tribune today. It says Gaughan backs independent Capellini in commissioner special election. So he is endorsing Michael Capellini for this upcoming election. Now, I'm only telling you this because to me, the news is, you know, he had told us he didn't have a particular one that he wanted. I'm going to guess, I don't think it's going out on a limb to say, I think he's picking him because the Democrat choice is Tom Welby. Well-respected, well-liked guy. I love Tom Welby.
So
I think
he's
great.
Then? What do you think?
But Tom Welby and his ads and others has talked about pausing the whole reassessment until voters can kind of understand, residents can understand, you know, how it impacts them, the appeal process, everything else. So because of that, I think that's why, because, you know, Bill Gaughan, and he was here with the assessor as well to say, we are bound by the court to implement this. Now, I had asked him several times, could you vote to delay it? And he wasn't sure legally how you would do that. But I guess it could be done. We didn't have a lot of answers to that. So just the news to me being that he's backing the independent. And he's saying it's because he wants someone who's not an insider. And obviously, the Democrat Party in Lackawanna County and he are at odds because they have not been able to agree as to who should be serving with him, the people of Lackawanna County. So I like Tom Welby a lot. I think he's a great guy. I'm not telling you folks who to vote for. I'm just saying the news to me here is that he is, you know, backing an independent candidate. The county Democrat Party chairman in the Scranton Times Tribune article, Chris Patrick, is blasting Gaughan for endorsing Capellini. He says he's an independent with zero experience in county government. Now, Welby is a lifelong Democrat. He is well respected. I agree with Chris Patrick on that. And he says he's claiming that Bill wants an independent voice and someone he can control. So I'm not so sure, you know, I'm not so sure there are a lot of people that run for office who just go, all right, I'll do whatever you tell me. Although it's kind of happened now on a federal level with the, you know, Congress just letting Donald Trump do whatever he wants.
As it was explained to me, that whole position was you have either two Republicans or two Democrats and they kind of work together and get everything done and one person's a mouthpiece. So usually I think that's how it has worked, right? For the most part, people, parties would agree with each other.
Usually the two, you know, work together towards something. Yeah. But I mean, not always is it somebody that is like a puppy. You know, many times you have two pretty strong people.
You just happen to agree.
Yeah. And okay. They happen to agree with where they're going. Right. The whole thing is wild to me that we have a party with control and they couldn't agree on the person to fill in. And because of that, they're literally allowing the voters to possibly change the control to a Republican majority, which could very well happen in this case as well, which is it. So there's bad blood there. No doubt about it.
I mean, you know where I stand on this. I like when people go, you know what, I'm going to do something that doesn't fall in line with my party. Because usually it leads to just people having conversations like, well, what would that mean? Because right. It doesn't seem, because we always assume people will fall in line. I right. like when people step out a little bit.
I almost, I understand wanting someone with some experience, but I think any more saying that someone doesn't have a lot of government experience isn't always a bad thing. I mean, you don't want someone who has no clue, but you know, the outsider kind of thing works with people because I think they get sick of the same old from the party. So. There are,
yeah, I mean, look, most of these offices don't, the very limited restrictions, I'm sorry, limited qualifications, usually age and residence. It's not about degree, not about work experience, because we should be able to put who we want in there. Mm-hmm. You know, and if we vote in a moron, okay, that's the power we have.
Right.
That's why it's so important to pay attention.
Yeah. So the issue of reassessment, they would not be, Tom Welby and Bill Gaughan would not be in concert with each other. Because just like Chris Shermack, who is the Republican commissioner, Tom Welby would like to delay the reassessment and implementation. I think that's a popular position to take in an election. I mean, let's be honest, that's a very popular position to take. You know, the whole unknown, fear of loss many times is a greater motivator than a promise of gain, right? So fear of, you know, the unknown will get more people out to vote. So I think there are a lot of people who say, you know, I'd kind of like to wait until we see what they're talking about and how much money we're talking about. Now, on the other hand, let's say they delay it. They don't implement it, but they send out, you know, what the notices would
right.
be. Then you're going to have a bunch of people who are going to see that they would have paid less and they'll be like, oh, crap.
Oh, I fall in that boat. I just don't.
And the no, thing is, no, you don't fall in that boat. You're going to be paying more, most likely.
Well, had it not happened, I would still be paying less.
But I'm talking about the ones who find out if they, you know, we're going to delay the year, but you've gotten the notice
oh,
that
I
says,
see what you're saying. Yeah,
oh,
yeah.
I would. Now I've got to pay $500 more than I, you know, why are we doing this?
Well, it's a very selfish line people are drawing. Like, if I pay too much, I want it to be lowered. If I pay too little, yeah, I get it. It's
right.
confusing. But pausing it and trying to avoid confusion, I'm on board with, because a lot of people are like, what's going to happen? Mm-hmm. We don't know.
Right. So it's the unknown, and that makes people nervous. So, you know, Bill Gaughan does have now someone that he endorses in this race. And it seems that is coming down to this whole delay or not delay the reassessment. And again, whether or not you can even legally do that, that is something that they might want to explore right now and let voters know. Can you delay it? Can you just do what you've already been doing and delay it for another year? We had a lot of struggles for Americans right now. The cost of everything is sky high. And health insurance is going to be sky high. We started off the show earlier talking about Penny, the marketplace here in Pennsylvania. Mm-hmm. And they're talking about the huge increases that will be coming when this marketplace, when you're able to go online and select what insurance you want for the new year. And they were talking about a 60-year-old York couple who makes $36,000 a year. In that case, a $7,000 a year cost for health insurance will balloon to $35,000.
Not an error.
It's really sad. In our country, we have farmers, especially the soybean farmers, that are struggling mightily. And Argentina, Chinese buyers booked at least 10 cargoes of Argentine soybeans. And that's because, Buenos Aires scrapped the grain export taxes. And that is a huge setback to U.S. farmers. And now we find that President Donald Trump wants to give $40 billion to Argentina. That is an absolute slap in the face. $40 billion would extend the Affordable Care Act subsidies in the United States for another 2 years. Why are we giving our money to Argentina? So we've got Governor Tim Walz, who was on one of the shows just recently, talking about the economy and talking about the struggles. It was a direct comment.
Bankruptcies have doubled in the first 7 months. He's got no plan. So he'll go talk about Columbus Day. He'll go talk about trans athletes in some middle school somewhere because he has no plan. Prices are rising for Americans and the supply chain. Mr. Barman told me he had to drive to Sleepy Eye, Minnesota to pick up a part. It was the only part for his tractor that he could find in America because there's nowhere else to get them in the supply chain. So ag country is in trouble. And I'm hearing it. And I just said there, I saw the White House respond to us and name call like they usually do. Here's what I challenge Alan Trump to do. Find three soybean farmers who will stand with you and say this is okay. Just three anywhere in America. I challenge you to do that because you're not going to find them.
Nope, not going to find them. So when the $20 billion number came out, giving money to the Argentinians, people were like, what the? How is that America first? And you know what they did? We're going to double it. $40 billion. It has nothing to do with our interests at all. And even when asked about the U.S. bailout for Argentina, Trump conceded it's not going to make a big difference for our country. So think about that. If it makes no difference for us, meanwhile, people are going to be struggling to get health care. It is a no-brainer what you should be doing with $40 billion. Makes absolutely no sense. He admits. And again, I ask, to the supporters of this administration, would you ever accept that from a Democrat president? Giving $40 billion while our economy is struggling and our healthcare costs are going to skyrocket. It is not America first. And Tim Walz is right. It's the culture war stuff that they'll talk about ad nauseum. Keep your eye off the ball. And it's more and more what we're seeing from this administration is the powerful and connected and the very rich make more money all over in other countries. They're all doing deals. He talks to someone from the Middle East and he's like, this guy's got lots of cash. And they're just helping each other and making the rich richer and really giving it to the people that are struggling in the middle. Over and over again, we're seeing that. So we've got a government shutdown. We have a train coming down the tracks that is going to become very apparent November the 1st when most people go in and try to get their health insurance on the marketplace. And it is going to affect those of you who get your insurance at work as well. Because when the subsidies go, it affects everybody. Less people will be getting insurance on the marketplace. That means less people putting in a system and they're going to have to pay the greater share. So it's all coming. So they can, you know, come out every day and talk about what, I don't even know what plan they have. Oh, we'll talk about it later. There's no time. We're at October the 16th. So coming up in 2 weeks, well, a couple days, people are going to find out. And it's going to be a massive blowback. This thing is not ending anytime soon. I don't see this shutdown ending anytime soon. Do you? I don't see it.
No, I one of my best conservative friends, someone who I've learned to have debates with on things over the years, we don't fight. We just debate. I said, I wish Republicans had put together some kind of different healthcare approach just to see what he said. He said, I know a few are working on something now, including Dan Crenshaw. So
what? It's been 15 years.
Yeah. I mean, like if
there is no plan, there's no plan.
That's the frustrating part. I think even for him, he won't admit that specifically.
Well, they won't admit it because there is no plan. And the responsible thing that anybody would do, no matter your party, if you saw Americans were going to get hit hard by these cost increases, the responsible thing to do would be let's extend them and let's work together towards some kind of solution. But the truth is, in 15 plus years, Republicans have had no solution to this.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speedtest. So baseball fans are connected to the Fall Classic from home to home plate with the most advanced 5G, more towers, and a signal that goes farther than ever before. T-Mobile has you covered. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Best mobile network based on analysis by Ookla Speedtest Intelligence data, first half 2025. See details at T-Mobile.com.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Hi, I'm Nancy Cartwright. You may know me better as the voice of Bart Simpson.
On Simpsons Declassified, we're diving into the mysteries that keep the Simpsons forever young. Have you ever wondered how the Simpsons regularly predicts future events? Who better to ask than the show's creators, performers, and writers, the celebrity guests? Be sure to follow and listen to Simpsons Declassified wherever you get your podcasts.
We're talking about the healthcare stuff. I you know, it is just trying to connect the dots of what could happen. I've been feeling kind of uneasy with the way we've kind of accepted certain things in our country. One of them is our insistence on leaning on GoFundMes when bad things happen to people. Like it used to be, you could ask family for money if you needed help or you take a loan. A lot of people aren't doing that. We kind of lean on these things. So I just get really nervous that, you know, we're all still at a point where we're willing to help our neighbors. But what if all of us are in the same boat? What's going to happen? You know, it's one thing if you've ever been unemployed, you know what that's like. That's the worst feeling. So if costs get so high, you can't afford basic things and you have no one to go to and it becomes every person for themselves. That's when people make bad decisions.
Right.
And I almost sometimes wonder if chaos is, I'm not saying it is. I just often wonder if just pure chaos and people going, we need you, please help us, is the goal.
Well, I don't know what other, I don't understand what is the point of all of the strife. What is the point? You know, the president tries to talk about peace in the Middle East while he has complete chaos and mayhem at home. When you have pictures of American citizens being taken into custody because they go to a protest and say something they don't like. Or when you have people slammed to the ground. There's a picture out there, I think it's from Chicago, of a young man in custody and a guy has a gun pointed at him. It is shocking what is going on in this country right now.
I think he's able to get away.
And I don't know what the point of it, other than you can throw so much stuff at people to exhaust them. Meanwhile, he's building a ballroom. He's talking about some arch that he wants to create now at the White House. Sounds like he's decorating to stick around for a while. And while people are struggling and suffering, and yet he's hobnobbing with people talking about how much cash that they have.
Yeah.
Selling watches, by the way, which now these people are saying it's a scam. They got these watches. One got a watch. It didn't say Trump. It said Rump. You know, they're coming in. They're paying hundreds of dollars, like $500 for a watch. It's a grift. It's all a grift. It's a grift. And if you get so exhausted by everything, they're hoping that people just give up. But I don't think people are going to give up. And I think that there will be a lot of people out at the No Kings protests this coming Saturday throughout the country. That's going to happen. If you're going, it's peaceful. And if you haven't gone, it's a joyful, peaceful kind of place. I've been to a few of them myself. And I love when I see some of the people. There was one of the Republicans saying, stay away. It's, you know, you don't want to be anywhere near it, as if like there are people itching for a fight. The ones I have been to have been nothing but peaceful and joyous and waving flags. They are not angry. And I mean, they may be justifiably angry, but they're not creating mayhem. They're not blocking traffic. It's just a show of people who say, we are here. We don't like what's happening. We're going to join together and let that be known. So if anything is to go wrong, it will be agitators who come in. But to say that these are people who are being paid, untrue. I know many people who go to these. No one is getting paid. These are the things you have to do to undermine people who are resisting. Right. So then all of a sudden you have to make it seem like there's some bad, you know, nefarious group behind the scenes, which there is not. So there are a number of No Kings protests going on throughout this area on Saturday. So if you want to, there's nokings.org is the name of the website where you can go to and you can find the one that's nearest to you. In Scranton on Saturday, it's at Courthouse Square from 2 to 5 p.m. this Saturday. Tunkhannock is Saturday, 3 to 4:30, Feed Mill Park in Tunkhannock. Susquehanna County on the Green in Montrose, Saturday, 1 to 3 p.m. If you are in Wilkes-Barre, you want to head to that one. It is Saturday, 11 a.m. until 1 p.m. There's one in Bloomsburg as well. There's another one in Lehighton. Again, go to nokings.org.
A chilly start this morning, but will it stay this way? I mean, I already know the answer.
I actually used the remote starter today. What a big baby I am. I was like,
wanted to say it, but didn't.
No, I didn't say it.
I applaud you for saying it.
I looked out and I saw a little bit of frost out there, and I'm like, I'm going to make it nice and toasty warm by the time I get out there.
It's like me saying, just like, oh, you know, I look at my life and I just think to myself, fine, I'm a loser.
It is 39 degrees and sunny. NEPA weather for the next few days. Here is Storm Tracker 16 meteorologist Joe Snedeker.
Hi, folks, and good Thursday. Another fantastic day to be alive. Snedeker here from WNEP-TV. I was outside yesterday, as predicted. The sun felt great, but then when you get that wind, it was like, bleh. It's like when you're eating a hamburger and then you bite into it and there's a pickle there. It's like it ruins the whole thing. That's how yesterday's wind was. So you're going to get that again today. It's going to be nice and sunny, but you got the wind. If you're exposed, that's going to annoy you. High temperature 56 today, a little bit below average. Overnight tonight, 35, little frost. Tomorrow is Friday, 60 degrees and sunny. Thank you, universe. Still a little breezy. If you're making plans for the weekend, I know Jason is. He likes to go up to Roba's without the wife, without the kids. He just rents one of those little fire pits, brings whiskey, and drinks alone like George Thorogood. So go for it, man. It's going to be an awesome weekend. Partly sunny Saturday, up to about 65, 68 on Sunday, partly sunny. There might be some showers Sunday night. You'll be in bed and then showery into Monday and Tuesday with high temperatures hanging out in the low 60s by then. The rest, my friend, that's up to you. Nance, have a talk with Jason.
Hey. I just want to say this. Every year, my family gets a fire pit at Roba's. When you do this once a year.
Right.
And every year, I found it quite stressful. Well, let's do this. The kids just want to keep doing certain. You're running around like a maniac. This year, we did it. And the kids were old enough to go off on their own.
Oh, okay.
And I didn't need the whiskey. I felt drunk on the freedom that we had.
Yeah, you're getting there. It is interesting the day that I got to sit out on the beach and actually pick up a book and not be staring into the ocean and watching my kids swim. So,
Yeah, exactly.
It's that freedom that, you know.
Didn't you say you also were worried about other people, though?
I do.
I remember you saying
that. So I end up like watching other people who don't watch their kids, but whatever. It is what it is. Enjoy the crazy mayhem now because it gets awfully quiet when they're out of the house.
Yeah, that's what people tell me. So I'm ready to cry eventually, privately, and I won't share when it happens.
Yeah.
This is a food related lawsuit that takes, I would say, kind of a unexpected, to me at least, unexpected kind of serious, edgy turn. It doesn't need to. It seems like it's overly aggressive.
Okay.
It's the Smucker Company. James Smucker Company is suing Trader Joe's. Trader Joe's, if you don't know, it's like these, like, I want to say upscale mini grocery stores, huge following. We don't have them locally, but they do what some of these places do where they do their own like knockoff products.
Yeah.
That's what the lawsuit's about. You ever hear of Uncrustables?
Yeah, sure.
Okay, Uncrustables. Wait, is it Josh Shapiro that loves his Uncrustables?
I don't know.
Someone in the government has, and they were making fun of him. Anyway, Uncrustables are these pre-made crustless peanut butter and jelly sandwiches.
Aren't they frozen?
Yes. Okay. And I think you toast them. We don't make Uncrustable money.
We just do it. We do it by ourselves.
Yes. So Uncrustables, they're suing Trader Joe's, the maker. J.M. Smucker suing Uncrustables, claiming trademark infringement, saying Trader Joe's is selling a, quote, near carbon copy of Uncrustables, which is, again, just two pieces of bread crimped with peanut butter and jelly inside.
Crimped with the crust off.
But they say the Trader Joe's version has the same round shape, the same crimped edges, even the same blue packaging, sewing a sandwich with a bite taken out. They claim Trader Joe's is, quote, cashing in on the fame of Uncrustables.
Mm.
Your Honor. That's what I feel like they're yelling. Anyway, they say it's confusing to customers, which is not true. Because if you've ever been to a Trader Joe's, you're not going to be confused. Like, where am I?
No, if you're looking, does the product package look like the Uncrustables package?
If anything,
that's what they mean. It's confusing.
Right. So here's where I think it gets funny. Smucker's, these are their court demands for Trader Joe's. Stop selling the product. Hand over the profits. Pay our legal costs. And destroy the product.
You have to take them all and dump them.
Destroy the product. Like, oh my God. Shouldn't we? How about this? Donate them. Give them away. Destroy just seems like.
Oh, I just think they mean get rid of them. But we don't know if they'll win.
In the legal document, it says destroy. Like, which is hilarious. So I don't know. Like, it's just like. Right. It's just. We hate to be so crazy.
Do they have the trademark on that kind of crimped sandwich design?
I would say this. If they don't, they're the dumbest people ever because they're literally filing a trademark infringement. Like, oh, do we have
I'd
to?
I'd be interested to see how the packaging looks because I think they'd have trouble with an Uncrustable and Trader Joe's if they look very similar.
Yeah, I mean, look, they say it's an obvious copycat designed to cash in on the fame and recognition of Uncrustables. I love how they're building this up like an Uncrustable couldn't walk down the street. Oh my God, it's him. This is fairly common to happen.
I'm looking now at the package.
Yeah.
And it doesn't look exact. I mean, the Uncrustable itself looks similar.
Yeah.
But the packaging, you would not think it was the Smucker's brand.
That's what I would think, because their stuff is like more, it looks more homey, like they made it by themselves. I just, look, these lawsuits happen. It's the way they're just kind of like, end them! It sounds very like like a gladiator movie. We're talking peanut butter and jelly sandwiches. Settle your differences and calm the hell down. That's just my take on it. I thought it was kind of funny. So, again, I would like it if some family was like, my mom invented the peanut butter and jelly sandwich 100 years ago, and we're going to come after you, and then we'll destroy you, Smuckers. If a name like Smuckers.
Well, we'll see. It has to be good. We'll see.
Yeah, I just think it's a little too aggressive is all.
You mean the destroying part? One of the biggest trending national stories is the story about the dozens of journalists turning in their access badges and leaving the Pentagon on Wednesday rather than agree to government-imposed restrictions on their work. So journalists will now not be at the Pentagon. And news outlets were nearly unanimous. The only one was that One America Network. That One America Network, which will have one lonely reporter there just to parrot like a puppet.
Do you think this was
all of the Pentagon's words?
Do you think this is what they wanted? They wanted all the people out. So I feel like almost like they were like, okay, we'll accept this because now we can do our business without you hounding us.
In a way, I think that they love, first of all, if they think that those people don't have connections to people already in there.
Right, yeah.
You know, they can go do their lie detector polygraphs, whatever they want to do. But people will still get stories. But, it's a chilling effect when they basically what they were telling them was that they could be imprisoned for reporting on things. I mean, it was crazy. Most of these places, their lawyers were like, you don't do this. This is not appropriate.
We're going to tell you what you are allowed to say.
Right. So One America's like, all right, I'll bend over. But the rest of them, including Fox and Newsmax, said no. So they left together and they were all gone. And you can see pictures of them. They en masse left. One reporter for The Atlantic who had a pen. And by the way, these people, some of them have been there for decades and decades. The one woman has been there since 2007. She said, it's sad, but I'm also really proud of the press corps that we stuck together. There were others who had worked there for 20, 30 years as well. So they are gone from the reporting there. And if you think that that makes things better for us, folks, think again. It doesn't.
On one hand, I can understand why someone might think, oh, this is good for our country because they'll believe everything that's said there. I'm stunned because, I have a lot of media friends, some people who have done news for years, and there are a handful of them who are like, this is great. This is what they needed to do. And
who's saying that?
Some of these former people who've worked in media for years.
I know nobody who worked in media who would say that this is great.
I have seen these people who are in broadcasting.
There's one out of all of the people there, including right-wing outlets. Only one is agreeing to this nonsense.
To clarify, it's a couple I've seen. So you've seen one. I've seen like two, maybe three. It's insanity. The fact that you don't want reporters to report.
Right.
And
no,
you think that's good for the country.
You basically want a TASS news agency, you know, someone who will have access and just parrot talking points. I mean, when you look at what they're doing on a variety of levels, it becomes more and more concerning about where this country is headed.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speedtest. So baseball fans are connected to the Fall Classic from home to home plate. With the most advanced 5G, more towers, and a signal that goes farther than ever before, T-Mobile has you covered. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Best mobile network based on analysis by Ookla of Speedtest Intelligence data, first half 2025. See details at T-Mobile.com.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5.
I know where I'm going to bet from now on.
Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Hi, I'm Nancy Cartwright. You may know me better as the voice of Bart Simpson.
On Simpsons Declassified, we're diving into the mysteries that keep the Simpsons forever young. Have you ever wondered how the Simpsons regularly predicts future events? Who better to ask than the show's creators, performers, and writers? The celebrity guests. Be sure to follow and listen to Simpsons Declassified wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver. Ready for honest conversations about thriving in midlife? Listen to and follow my new podcast, Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.